Who Are You and Why Are You Here? More Proper Mess and a TikTok Fig Leaf? Welcome to the Unlimited Supply Podcast, your daily music business TLDR in your ear, powered by too many open browser tabs. Unlimited Supply is brought to you by Nodisk, helping music, technology, and finance companies navigate the music industry. It's another Tech Tuesday, May 14th, 2024. I'm Lars Murray, and I'm in Nashville today for the Music Biz 2024 conference. Before we dive deep into the tech, well, if you look up the dictionary definition of utopia, the second and third entries are, quote, a work of fiction describing a utopia, unquote, and, quote, an impractical idealistic scheme, unquote. Well, maybe that's why utopia changed its name to proper. Nonetheless, what we described in a previous episode as a proper mess just seems to be getting more proper or more utopian, and not in the positive way. They're rebooting again and splitting the company up into two pieces, a distribution division and a tech division, with a 30% headcount cut. The tech side did not announce a new head, but the distribution side will be headed up by Drew Hill, not to be confused with the 1990s R&B hip-hop group from Baltimore, Drew Hill. Music Business Worldwide has the coverage. Spotify's bundling scheme, by which it means to cut its mechanical royalty expenses, continues to draw fire from the publishing community, with the NMPA, the Association of Independent Music Publishers, which often moves in concert with the NMPA, and the Nashville Songwriters Association International all weighing in formally in opposition to the move. Publishers do not tend to go softly into the night, so get ready for more noise around this issue. The stories in Billboard. As it faces scrutiny driven by the USA's forced sale legislation, on Monday, TikTok announced a couple of moves to combat disinformation with a new AI content ID initiative, presumably aimed at things like deepfakes, in concert with an educational initiative designed to promote awareness of AI-generated content. As there are plenty of ways to spread disinformation on TikTok without AI, this is an incomplete solution at best, and we'll be watching to see if it amounts to much more than a press release or a fig leaf. Unlimited Supply has some company in the daily trade insights business. Water and Music, the collective and Discord community devoted to next generation thinking about music business economics, has launched a daily Instagram series called Daily Music Data, which will share a single statistic every day on Water and Music's Instagram feed. This is bound to be extremely useful, if for no other reason than it contextualizes the unlimited supply of music and information flowing at us every day. Yesterday, I identified two panels that I would be attending at Music Biz. Each provided a few tidbits of useful information. The best insight I heard on the panel on startups and rights holders was the very simple declaration from Cliff Fluet of 11 Advisory that technology generally can't follow law. The law needs to closely follow technology. It's a pretty simple insight that requires a lot of management and nuance, but it is generally, in the real world, true. On the streaming panel, a few quick insights for people dealing with the streaming universe. Madeline Nelson from Amazon Music stressed that artists, labels, and promoters needed to be concise and come with data when approaching Amazon Music for promotional opportunities. Again, very basic, but very true. Allison Moore from SoundCloud underscored the interactive nature of SoundCloud and the opportunity it brings for engagement with fans, which in my opinion is a very underrated feature of the platform. Finally, Ed Rivadavia from M-Theory pointed out marketing shortcuts like buying streams always tend to backfire, and that a holistic focus on artist development across the board is how M-Theory has broken artists like Jelly Roll, Joe, and Tuvalu. P.S. Thanks for Madeline Nelson for finally teaching me how to pronounce Tuvalu correctly. Ever go to a show and you see an opener or another act that you don't know the name of? You're really enjoying the act on stage, but they don't identify themselves. Happens all the time, right? Well, in fact, it happened last night at a showcase I went to. I'm a New Yorker, so I'll always yell out, "Who are you and where are you from?" Sometimes it annoys the artist, but more often they realize what's going on and they identify themselves. Well, it's the same at conferences, even with people you already know. So, yesterday I carried my trusty mic around Music Biz and asked the conference equivalent of that question. Who are you and why are you here? Here are a few of the answers I got. Who are you and why are you here?
Hi, I'm Kevin Twitchell. I'm here with Data Art. Data Art's an IT technology company, a major partner across the entire music business. But why I'm really here at Music Biz is hopefully to see some old friends and hopefully to hear some good music.
Who are you and why are you here?
Hi, my name is Dylan Schindler. I'm visiting from Asbury Park, New Jersey. I have a background in marketing and strategy for technology companies, specifically in the finance field. Now I'm looking to branch into the music industry, finding a job in management, marketing, and strategy. So I'm looking forward to connecting with music business professionals here at Nashville.
Who are you and why are you here?
I am Samantha Saturn, the Chief Marketing Officer at CSAC Music Group, and I'm here to introduce the CSAC Music Group to this community. In the last few years, we've grown to provide a whole new suite of services for independent labels and publishers that many people do not know about as part of our music services division, as well as just having an opportunity to really hear what the market is looking for.
As for today at Music Biz in the afternoon, there are two panels on neighboring rights. In my experience, almost nobody understands neighboring rights. They are complex and they vary from territory to territory outside the U.S. If you are one of those people, you should attend one or both of those sessions. I will attend one or both of those sessions myself. Support for the Unlimited Supply podcast is provided by RoiFi. If you need an advance to take your career to the next level, RoiFi has the best rates in the industry, the fairest terms, and no hidden agendas. And if you want to meet up with them in Music Biz, hit me up. If you want to get Unlimited Supply in your ear daily, follow us wherever you get your podcasts. If you like what you hear, drop us a rating and a review on Spotify or Apple Music, and tell a friend or three. Visit unlimitedsupplypod.com for links to tell us what you think about the show, to feed us info, to feed us lunch, and to tell us what we're missing out on. I'm Lars Murray, and remember, in this business, no conflict usually means no interest. I'll see you tomorrow.